Travel and Lifestyles programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford.
And welcome back. Yes, summertime is upon us and time to start thinking about hitting the open road. Time to start thinking about some places near to home, near to our hearts. And New England is always on our mind.
So close to home, yet so undiscovered.
Oh, yes. And that brings to mind Smuggler's Notch Resort. Barbara Tomke is on the line with us now to tell us a bit more about Smuggler's Notch. Welcome to the show, Barbara.
Stephen, glad to be with you today.
Oh, so tell us a little bit more about Smuggler's Notch. For people who may not have heard of it, where exactly is it located?
Well, Smuggler's is located in the heart of the Green Mountains, which is a spine of mountains that runs north-south through the state of Vermont. And we're about 45 minutes kind of due east of Burlington, if that's a reference point for our listeners. And Burlington is right on Lake Champlain. So you just go due east about 45 minutes, and bingo, there you are, Smuggler's Notch. It's also, the resort is named for a geographic notch, so you can also drive through the notch, and you can stop at Smuggler's Notch Resort as well.
Well, that's sort of a beautiful drive if you're coming sort of northbound through from Stowe, Vermont, and you come through the mountains. It's a drive that during this time of year is very beautiful and something you'll always remember.
It is, and it's a nice curvy little road, but it's short, so you get a thrill, but it doesn't last too long.
Sounds like a few things in my life.
Now, sort of describe to us how the resort is set up, because you enter off of the main road, and you cover a lot of ground.
Well, you do. We are a resort village, and all of our lodging is in condominiums. So it's in clusters. We have neighborhoods. We have a central village where a lot of activities and facilities are. And then we have these neighborhoods. We have the West Hill, the North Hill, and the Highlands Hill. And each of these communities, the village and each of those neighboring communities are all interconnected by a free shuttle service, or you can drive your car if you want, or you can walk through pathways that connect as well. So it's very easy to get around, but just to give folks an idea of the layout, that's kind of, it's like a spoke in wheels kind of.
Well, that's what I like, because you feel like you're in a small town, even though there's like basically hundreds of these units. You feel like you're in a residential area and people start getting to know each other. And especially if you're going with a family, you can find something to accommodate no matter what size of family. The unit I had, I think, had 3 bedrooms that could have taking maybe 11, 12 people.
Yes, right. We have a variety anywhere from a studio, which will take 2 comfortably, or a cozy family with young children, up to the 5-bedroom variety. And sometimes we get families who double up. 2 families want to travel together, and that makes it very convenient and very price-worthy for them to do that, because you then also have a full kitchen. In one of the larger units, you have a full kitchen. Most of them have washers and dryers and balconies and fireplaces and so on. So they're quite comfy.
When I looked outside of my unit, they had this little pond that you could use, but the sign said very deep, but you're telling me it wasn't as deep that it wasn't going to go over my head. I could have safely used it.
You could have safely used it. I think the sign is there in part because a lot of folks who visit us and are from urban areas aren't used to sort of a soft-bottomed pond. So we didn't want them to go traipsing in there and be surprised.
And they're wondering where they're going, but there were a lot of little frogs that seemed to call
it
home.
That's the whole thing. You traipse in there and you scare all the frogs out.
Well, that's sometimes not such a bad idea.
Well, the little boys like that a lot.
Well, yeah, but then again, some of them wind up taking them home in their pockets.
And yeah, well, some of the older boys like them, too.
And sometimes they stay for years and years.
Right. But these neighborhoods are set up with Each of them is set up with a community center, so there's a pool area usually and some kind of recreation spot as well that is set up just for the community that you're in. But then you're also welcome to use the facilities that are set up for all of the resort's guests.
Well, there's so much to do on site. So again, if you're going with a family, somebody wants to do one thing, somebody can do something else. So what type of things can we do in the summertime?
Well, the way we've kind of got it set up, Stephen, is we like to say fun for kids and freedom for parents. So we'll take the children off your hands and put them into our very experienced counselors' hands in our various day camps, which are divided by age groups, and have lots of activities there. And some of them have specific focus, such as nature and hiking or arts and crafts. We even have a sound and stage focus for those kids who like to dance and sing or play musical instruments.
Oh, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, so while the children are off doing that, and that's part of the package, it's an all-inclusive package, so the youngsters have, like, their own club. They go to their own kids' club, and then the parents can play golf. We have a golf driving range here. We have a couple of pros. You can take lessons, or you can go out with the pros onto neighboring golf courses and, you know, work with them throughout the 9 or 18 holes. We have a tennis camp for adults if they want to hone up on their game or learn how to play. We have several pools for if you just want to be lazy and read a book for a change. And then
not us. No, no,
no. I know. I don't like to do that either.
We're much more into the, oh, boy, I see kayaking and hiking and mountain biking. I'm all up for that, yes.
Yeah, all that stuff, too. And the other thing that's very popular with our guests is our guided hiking program. There's about 20 different hikes that go out throughout the week, and you can always go with a guide. And it's everything from a social stroll that ends with a little bit of watermelon to savor with your new friends to climbing up the top of Mount Mansfield. It's a 4 or 5 hour hike up and back.
So a little bit of water, some refreshments, and an all around kind of. It's nice to have a guided one rather than the other guy who just simply told me to take a hike. But
No, we'll take you on the hike.
That way we know we're coming back.
Well, yeah, right.
It's not necessarily guaranteed. While he's busy eating, let's clear out of here.
Yes. No, we don't do that usually. But we might do it to you guys if you came.
See?
Yeah. Oh, we're no one. Our reputation's precedes
yes.
everywhere.
Yes, yes. We've got you pegged.
Now, summertime, there are people think, oh, it's going to be very highly priced in the summertime. It's peak season, but that's not necessarily the case.
Well, it isn't necessarily the case, and actually we've got a special going on right now with a 20% discount, so anyone can either call our 800 number or can go to our website, and from there you will find very easily one of these little buttons that you push on, and it will explain to you what's going on there. But, yeah, we're running a special right now, so...
Is there, like, a special rate code for listeners of Travel World?
There isn't, but... Whoa. They are welcome to call, tell us that they have
heard it on Travel World.
Heard it on Travel World, and they definitely will get the 20% discount. And then there's another option for an additional 10% discount. But I'm gonna just say that much, and anyone who's interested can call up. So really, it's a good time to book.
Yeah, it's a good time to book, so just say you heard it on Travel World and ask them about that extra
10%. That's it.
Yeah, 1-800-451-8752. And you've been in existence for over 50 years, so you've got a reputation for hospitality and excellence in Vermont.
We do, and we just celebrated our 50th birthday a couple of winters ago, and we actually started as a little local hill, and then the summer program developed. Thank you to you, our friends in Canada, actually, because when the Olympics were in the Summer Olympics were in Montreal in 1976, that was the first summer that we initiated a program for families. We kept the kids here at Smugglers and did a day camp with them. We bought tickets to the Olympics and provided transportation and took the parents up to see all of the athletes.
Well, that's a smart thing because it's fun and relaxation for everybody. You know, you don't have people who are going to sit around being, you know, you're interested in this and I'm interested in that. There's something truly for everybody, which makes this such an incredible destination. The other thing I want to bring up is the fact that this is a year-round resort.
It is. We are open all year round with special emphasis on families in the summer, fall, and winter. In the fall, we concentrate on families who with children who aren't in school yet because, you know, fall is school begin, and so families with children who are in kindergarten or younger and can afford to miss a couple of days of school. We have great programs that are just designed for young children and families in that age group. Of course, the leaves are gorgeous, and anyone is welcome to come down and spend a weekend seeing what Vermont has to offer with the beautiful colors. And then in the winter, we've got three interconnected mountains for skiing and riding. And what we were talking about with the camps for the kids in the summer is mirrored in the winter, but instead of being focused on nature and hiking and sound and stage and so on.
Oh, so much to see and do. We don't have enough time to talk about it all. So we're going to have Barbara Tomke from Smuggler's Notch Resort back again soon. www.smuggs.com, 1-800-451-8752. For all information about summer and fall activity, Smuggler's Notch Resort, Vermont, Barbara Tomke, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you both, Stephen, Willem.
Take care. Stay
okay.
Tuned to Travel World.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart